Everybody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Whoa, 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 whoa. Tell me why. I don't like Monday.
And it's true, Jonathan Scott, Vegas nonstop here on KBAT 920 AM. I don't like Mondays. I've never liked Mondays until, I don't know what. You know, the only thing I like about Mondays is open mic night at the Bootlegger and open mic night at the Tap House and the live music on Monday night until we have football again, and then I like Monday night football. So aside from that, you've heard me say it before, two seasons, football and no football. So we do have stuff to talk about today. Jeffrey with the G's running a little bit late, but joining us is sports writer and regular writer. I'm going to start calling you regular writer as well. Rob Misch, author of The Last Natural, book about Bryce Harper and the Ed O'Bannon story. What was that one called?
Called 11th Heaven.
11th Heaven, about Ed O'Bannon. Does he have a son that's in basketball as well?
Ed O'Bannon, he is actually a junior. His son is Ed O'Bannon III. He played hoops at Liberty High School, but Ed Sr. is very happy that Ed O'Bannon III has picked baseball. He is now a pitcher at the University of Pacific. And if anybody knows Ed O'Bannon, the basketballer, that was his life dream, is to pitch and one day play for the Dodgers and take to that mound at Chavez Ravine. So the fact that his son is playing at UOP, playing baseball, is a lifelong dream for the old man. I'm real happy for him. He's really loving that his son is playing baseball. So
yeah, we're going to talk a little bit of baseball, a little NCAA, and we're going to talk a little bit of hockey. We're going to talk about a little bit of baseball.
Maybe
and
even a little bit of Oscars.
Yeah, Oscar.
That was something, huh?
Wow.
That was
also
good.
Joining us, comedian Rob Sherwood.
Hi, how are you?
Semi-regular.
Semi-regular
guest of Vegas.
I get the call at 1 in the morning. Can you do the show tomorrow?
I know
guest list is running out.
I know you're up late.
I am late.
So what did you think? Did you watch the Oscars?
I did. Actually, I was watching it backstage after the show, while the show was going on. And yeah, that was so weird.
Rob opens for Carrot Top.
Yes,
the
I
opening
did. And yeah, that was really weird, right?
It
was like, and I thought, this is a joke. And they were like, no, it's not a joke. And then I was like, yeah. And then I thought, with all the stuff that's gone on lately, so what?
Yeah, I mean,
they straightened it out pretty quick. Jimmy Kimmel got the joke in, you know, and it was like, that was the end
of it. What was the joke? Because I couldn't.
Well, he did the Steve Harvey joke.
Right. Oh, yeah.
He threw out a Steve Harvey joke. He diffused the whole thing. And that was it. But you could tell that Warren Beatty thought something was weird, because he really did. Because he said that's why I was wondering why he was staring at it for so long. But they gave him the wrong envelope. That's all they did.
How could it be the wrong envelope? There's
Jeffrey
with a G.
They explained it last night.
How could it be the wrong envelope if he opened it and it was right
there's
there?
There's two envelopes.
Two sets.
There's two sets of envelopes for every category. So there's one back. There was one like either backstage, and then the one that they give. So there's two sets, and this is what they said last night: two sets of envelopes. So the guy who handed him the envelope was the second set of envelope that Emma Stone.
But he only had one in his hand.
Yeah, but it opened it up, and it said Emma Stone, La La Land.
Yeah, but then when the guy grabbed it out of his hand.
No, that guy had the other envelope that was the right envelope.
See, here's the thing. Emma Stone exited stage left,
right,
where that stack was. Warren Beatty came on stage right, where that guy had his stack.
Yeah, so
and he just forgot to take that out.
They just gave him the wrong envelope. Yeah.
I thought Warren Beatty looked like he tried to fix it and make La La Land the winner.
He was thinking of some things, huh?
He was actually pausing and waiting, and it was Faye Dunaway who shouted La La Land.
Right, right. He was looking at it like, this doesn't seem right, and it wasn't, but who cares?
How do you think Kimmel did?
I thought he was great.
I thought Kimmel was great.
I thought he was good. I liked him.
The part where they brought in the group off the bus and walked them around the arena,
that was great.
And Denzel married that couple.
Yeah,
I thought that was great.
Yeah,
who's your favorite
good
actor? That guy.
Yeah. No, it was good.
It was
no big deal. It's an award show.
Yeah, but still, in real time, as that was going on, who would you rather have been? Who was more uncomfortable, Warren Beatty or Faye Dunaway?
Well, she was gone.
She was just standing there looking at him like
she thought he was joking.
Right, and she never even came back.
He at least came back again?
And tried to explain himself.
You know what's cool? It's like in the UK, they can bet on the Academy Awards.
Yeah, right.
Here you can. But
there was someone happy.
And did someone cash on La La Land and then have to get back the money?
I actually read on Twitter this morning there was an offshore bookmaker who paid off both.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like Laddie Boys or one of those?
Well, that's what Jimmy Kimmel said. He said, let's just give it to both of them.
Kimmel. I love Justin Timberlake opening the show was great.
Yeah, that was good too. Yeah, it was a pretty good Academy Awards. I enjoyed
very high energy.
Much of it I saw. Yeah.
Kimmel was funny. Too bad he wasn't more political though.
Yeah. And I thought it was pretty light. I thought they kind of.
They didn't go too hard.
They didn't go too hard. It was, which I was glad of. A
couple of, you know, remarks about immigrants, the Italian guys, and
well,
that was
said
that
we're being watched by 232 countries right now. All
and
of
they
them
all
hate,
hate
us.
They all hate us.
I thought that was funny.
And Meryl Streep being overrated.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I said there she is, the underrated Meryl Streep. Her career started mediocre, and yeah, he named all the mediocre movies she was in.
That was great.
It was good. It was light and fun, and you know.
I love that he brought the tour bus in and brought the people.
Yeah, I thought that was brilliant.
That was genius.
That couple. From Chicago,
yeah,
they each have their own phones and they're walking around.
Oh, yeah, they were stunned. They were just like overwhelmed.
And
they couldn't even remember
Kimmel
their own names.
Kimmel goes to the woman, "Who's your favorite actress?" And she goes, "Right there, Denzel."
Yeah. So I did see Manchester by the Sea.
I got a funny story. Go ahead.
And
we talked about it earlier.
If you have not seen the movie, don't. I mean, it was like I felt like slitting my wrist after I watched that movie. It was the most depressing movie. I was like, one lousy thing after another kept happening to Casey Affleck. The house burns down with his two little girls in it. It's just like they keep mounting more and more stuff on him. I'm like, why am I watching this? I kept hoping for something good to happen, and it just didn't.
You and I were on the phone this morning. We were talking about it. You told me, don't waste your time. You'll never get those 2 hours back.
Yeah.
I'm listening to another radio show today, and the host said, had my in-laws in last night. We were doing an Oscar party, and after the Oscars, we wanted to watch Manchester by the Sea. They put in the DVD. I guess they went to Redbox or something.
Yeah, that's where I got it.
He says 30 minutes in, he's nodding off. They send him to bed. He wakes up the next morning. So what'd you guys think of the movie? They said, don't even bother.
No. You really feel like slitting your wrist after watching the movie.
I haven't seen any of the movies this year.
I don't have any desire to see La La Land either, though.
No, because you know what it is. It's like an old MGM musical with singing and dancing. And I mean, how much do you need 2.5 hours of it?
Yeah.
But it has to be happier than Manchester by the Sea.
Oh, I would
imagine.
And
I don't even know why they called it that. They should call it Slit Your Wrist.
Slit Your Wrist by the Sea?
2 hours, you're never getting back.
I read a long profile about the writer and director of Manchester, Lonergan, and it's just he's just a dark figure.
My God.
And just battles stuff, and he's had a rough life, and I just thought, wow, I'm not seeing that movie.
Well, the kid that directed it, La La Land, is 22 years old.
Wow. What?
Wow. He's like he's not 22.
No.
I thought
the guy that was sitting in the audience?
The young kid that won?
He's 30-something.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he looks like... Well, Kimmel kept making jokes about it.
Well, make sure joke about being in high school.
Now he could go back and get
his SAT. I can't think of his name now. Is it Noel or Noah? What's his name?
I don't know. But I did watch the Mel Gibson movie.
Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah, Hacksaw Ridge.
Saw.
And that was very good. I mean, that was based on a true story. A little bloody and gory. You know, and interesting that an anti-Semitic guy like Mel Gibson could produce a very sensitive story about someone's religious values.
Well, he's a great director, but all his movies are very violent.
Well,
and bloody.
Going back to Braveheart,
he's
it was a lot of gore.
32.
How old
is
he?
32.
Yeah.
I thought they said 22, but he's 32. But
32.
He looks like he was
17.
Like a child, exactly.
Like he drew that mustache on.
And other than that, you know, I thought it was a pretty lackluster year for movies. Really, when you look at movies like Casablanca, which is celebrating its 75th anniversary, or Wizard of Oz, or Citizen Kane, great movies, and then you look at Manchester by the Sea, and I was like, really? Or
I
La
understand.
La La Land,
I do understand. Moonlight is supposed to be unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what everyone says that's supposed to be.
Yeah,
good.
Well, that got Best Picture,
which was why it deserved Best Picture.
Yeah, well, I wanted to see Fences
eventually,
also, because I love Denzel. I wanted to see that movie too.
Fences, that does look like a very good movie.
Friends looks good.
Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen. I haven't seen. I don't think any of them.
I didn't see.
I
haven't
not,
seen
but
any.
That's
of them.
When I saw two of them back to back, and stayed up till 4 a.m. on Saturday, and it was just really drinking all weekend. It was a serious weekend for drinking because we've got this wine club that we've
As
been talking about.
As opposed to your other weekends.
No, but dude, like he literally.
Marginally, but it was.
He literally started Thursday night.
We started Thursday
and
night.
And didn't end till Sunday night.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I tapped out.
Or 3 hours ago.
I still
ago.
Have alcohol coming through my veins right now and throughout my pores.
I tapped out. I was actually sick this week, and I'm on the mend now.
Yeah, you
but,
sound good.
Thank you very much. I feel
By the way,
better.
Jeffrey Kramer, we didn't get to introduce you.
Hung up in traffic.
Jeffrey with a G who
What's
who
happening
in
Las Vegas?
Does our sports and is our stats guy and been with us for about 6 years now. So, yeah, we started on Thursday at Ferraro's with a wine dinner. Man, that's when you got sick because you couldn't go.
I couldn't go. I got sick during the day on Thursday.
And so, you know, shout out to Roz. We're with Roz Holden and Patty Peters from The Great Expectations and Paul Tyra. We were just drinking wine like crazy.
I hear Paul had a good time.
Paul Tyra was out of his mind. He was like, I really felt like the next day I wasn't a good enough friend because I didn't make sure that he got into an Uber or something. But I knew he was okay. He's an ex-Marine. He could take care of himself pretty good. So that was Thursday at Ferraro's, and I started tending bar. You know, I started pouring.
At Ferraro's?
Yeah, as soon as I got there, I just started pouring.
Really?
Well, that's the best way you could get your own drinks. If you're the bartender, you have control over the bottle.
Absolutely.
Another little tip from your Uncle Johnny. Be the bartender you get to drink for. So we were putting it down pretty good at Ferraro's, and a great place. By the way, great lunch special at Ferraro's, $12.95 for a super salad.
We go
salad.
All the time, and it is the best deal in town.
On Paradise.
Yeah, you can get a piece of chicken, a piece of salmon, or a pasta dish with a side salad or pasta. For $12.95.
Wow, that is a good deal.
Yeah, it's a great deal for lunch. And then Friday, we had dinner at the Hard Rock in the ballroom.
I love the look on your face as you're trying to remember the pieces.
I know. Yeah, I'm straining. Yeah, I'm straining on how much red wine I actually consume.
You're up to Friday.
He's like,
two more days to go.
I'm not sure where we had dinner.
Shout out to
building.
Stephanie Scott, who helped me keep my balance while we were drinking, and Paul Tyra and Roz Holden and Matt Morrow. And, you know, we just had a great time. That was Friday night.
Here comes Saturday.
And we started, by the way, we started with drinking Never Too Hungover. So that was the first thing.
That's
you know,
how you
I
need
walked
to start your evening.
Never Too Hungover, and so we loaded up on vitamin B, and then we started going to town, and then after that on Friday night after the dinner at the Hard Rock, we went over to the Italian American Club because it was Frankie Shinto's birthday.
Just in case you didn't have enough fun or enough to drink at the Hard Rock, hey, let's go to the IAC.
Yeah, because, after all, the name of our show is Vegas Nonstop.
And let's go celebrate Frankie's birthday. By the way, I did text Frankie earlier. Frankie, if you're listening, we love you. Happy
his
birthday.
His birthday is actually today.
It is today.
Today is his real birthday. If you've never seen the Shintas, they're over at the Plaza, and everybody from the Plaza was over at the Italian American Club. Jonathan Jossel was there, president, and Gary Stevens was there,
was
too.
Was it packed Friday night?
Oh, it was packed, yeah. And everybody, Rich Little, got up and did 10 minutes. Oh. And Frankie really was surprised when he walked in. So
he was.
Yeah, his mama Shinta was there, and his wife Jackie, and
his
and
mom was
Chrissy
there?
Shinta. Mama was there. Janine Valentine was there.
Does his mom live here, or is she still in Buffalo?
No, she lives here.
Oh, she does.
But there was a bunch of people from Buffalo that were there, and shout out to all of our friends from Buffalo. And we love the beef on the weck. Beef on the weck.
There's no the
beef on weck.
On weck.
And Angelo Casero, president of Italian American Club, got up and said a few words about Frankie. Frankie was crying like a baby because, you know, he really was surprised. I mean, nobody let on. So he walked in. They actually told him Joe Pesci was going to be there.
Nice.
And so he's like, Joe Pesci? Because he had met Pesci once before, and he walks in and no Joe Pesci, but his friends and family. He was truly surprised.
You think
surprised.
He was crying because Pesci wasn't there?
That was the big surprise.
He was crying because Pesci
wasn't
there.
Where's Joe Pesci? All you guys are here and there's no Joe Pesci?
Anyway, I think we should take our first commercial break. We'll come back and talk a little bit of sports. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on KBAD 920 AM. From Vegas Nonstop, back on the air here at KBAD 920 AM. Who are we playing?
The Who.
Who's
the
on
who.
First? The Who. I have a picture. Talk about, I got a great picture of Roger Daltrey flipping me off.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah, I offered him a cigar, and he said, sod off, mate. And I got a picture of him giving me the bird.
Here in Vegas?
No, it was in Chicago. Yeah.
Was this recently?
In Chicago. Huh?
Long time ago?
It was a long time ago. My friend David Fischoff was producing a show, and David Fischoff produces the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. You got to know about that. Like, if you want to play the guitar, you want to play with... And Daltrey was...
They did it at the House of Blues not
I think they're still
ago.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, our friend Jason Ebbs is one of the teachers and coaches over there.
Jason's great.
Huh?
Jason's great.
Jason and Janaea. Jet Velocity is the name of their group. So anyway, Frankie's tuning in. So we left off where it was my Saturday night going to see Better Than Ezra, and they were better than I expected. It's Saturday night. Yeah, so we were drinking Rodney Strong wine, and then Sunday we went to Maggiano's. So, yeah, Frankie's still drunk. I was a little rocky getting out of bed this morning. I was like,
Rocky, I called you. First of all, normally Jonathan either picks up his phone right away or he'll call me back very quickly. Not only did I go to voicemail, I didn't get a call back. I left him a message. I said, are you breaking up with me? I know the signs.
You've been broken up with before.
30 minutes later, I get a call. He's definitely still in bed. And now it's like, 10:30, 11.
And I'm up early. Usually I'm up and at it. But, it's just
no old man
all
walk
that
today,
vino, huh?
No walk today. No walk today?
No walk today. But it's cold out, too, huh?
Yeah, chilly.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little chilly out here in Las Vegas.
Overcast, a little breezy. I like it. I think it's great.
Another birthday shout-out was to Johnny Katz. I had a birthday last.
Oh, yeah? Well,
Johnny Katz from the RJ Review Journal. I had a birthday. So let's do a couple of shout-outs, as long as I've got some notes here, and then we'll get to some sports. Composer Showcase. If you've never seen the Composer Showcase, in my opinion, really one of the best shows of the month. It's Wednesday at 10 p.m. It's sold out, but they may have single tickets available. It's at the Smith Center for the Performing Arts at the Jazz Cabaret, produced by Keith Thompson, former musical director for the Jersey Boys. And it's all original music. And if, if you're a fan of original music and music in general, Composer Showcase is just so way cool. Starts late, starts at about 10:30, and we'll get out of there 1, 2 in the morning. I don't know. Also Wednesday, Kelly Clinton's at the Tuscany Hotel in the lounge, and that's kind of a variation of an open mic. Not really an open mic, but it's fun, and a lot of local entertainers go there. Starts at about 7:30. We're losing one of our entertainers, Martin Kay, who was in Million Dollar Quartet, is going back to the UK, going back to Manchester, and not by the sea. He's going back to Manchester in the UK. But they're having a send-off party for him at The Space, which is Mark Chinook's new place. March 8th is going to be a send-off party for Martin Kay. Super talented. He played the Jerry Lee Lewis part in Million Dollar Quartet. Okay. Incredible keyboard player. Big Dogs Draft House starts their live music on the porch again this Thursday. So spring is in the air. Also pollen. March 2nd, 7:30, no cover charge, food is great, beer specials at Big Dogs, and I know we're already starting to talk about the Spring Beer Festival. I believe it's April 21st, but I'm not sure on the date for the next beer festival at Big Dogs. Birthday shout-outs, I did Frankie Shinto's today, Ashley and Ariana English turned 20 yesterday, almost legal, so close, almost legal. Get well to Stephanie Andron at Beer Park. Fighting the bug that's going around.
Oh, really? She's sick, too.
DJ Liz Clark, birthday, March 1st.
Happy birthday, Liz. March 1st is Wednesday.
Saturday, March 4th, the Hero School. Our friend Tiger Todd's having a golf tournament on Saturday, March 4th, 8 a.m. tee off at Revere Golf Club. Great guy. It's the Hero School finds homeless teenagers and puts them into work programs. Just really one of our favorite community things to be involved with. Italian American Club in Las Vegas has $31,000 in student scholarships that are available. If you're interested in making application or more information, go to IACLV, Italian American Club, Las Vegas. That's it for the announcements. Robbie, got anything to plug?
Just Carrot Top.
At the Luxor.
That's it. And then in March, I'll be in Zany's in Chicago.
Which one?
The Rosemont.
You can order the broken leg of lamb.
I'll be there for St. Patrick's Day.
You're going to be in Chicago for St. Patty's Day?
Yeah, nice. But they're greening up the river the Saturday before.
So much fun.
So I'm going to miss that.
We used to get a crew together, and we'd get a limo and load it up. We'd have all the guys from Brown Foreman, Jack Daniels, and Glenn Morangi. And we would load up the limo, and we would start at 10 in the morning on St. Patrick's Day, usually at the downtown Hilton. It was like Katie O'Shea's or I don't know what the hell it was called. And they, 1 year, I wound up back home in my clothes, and I was getting phone calls from these women, and they were thanking me for breaking up a fight. I broke up a chick fight. And I said, I did what? And my friends, you know what you did? I said, no. They said, you broke up a chick fight. I said, why would I do that? Completely blacked out. I had no clue, no idea.
So basically, this has been going on for about 30 plus years.
Yeah, this is nothing new.
Yes.
We're seeing a pattern here. I think it's time for intervention.
Hey, I'm not a quitter.
Started drinking at 10.
I'm not a quitter.
And next thing I knew, I was somewhere with or without my clothes.
And St. Patrick's Day is going to be on a Friday on top of it. So it's going to be, that whole weekend's going to be.
Well, yeah. It's a great, Chicago on St. Patrick's Day is one of the best places to be.
It's also going to be the first weekend of March Madness here.
That's right, yeah.
So it's March Madness and St. Patty's, and we might have to give him a seatbelt.
And a liver.
A sippy cup. Well, I've been drinking this Belgian vodka, which is,
dangerously good because you don't get hungover.
Yeah, well, that and I'm drinking the, never too hungover.
Well, good liquor will never get you hungover.
No, but this is made with something called NTX technology where it literally doesn't get you hungover at all.
Yeah, the liquor that always gets you hungover is the cheaper. You drink Highland, mix it with some garbage, all the sugar. Yeah, if I drink Crown straight on the rocks, I never get hungover.
Oh, you're fine.
I could drink Jack. I could drink Jack Daniels all day and all night.
Yeah, when you drink it, it's the rock gut that'll do it. And then, like you say, mixing. When you mix
on your birthday,
things.
You started drinking Jack at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
And my birthday seems so long ago. It was only like a week.
It was like 10 days ago.
Was it really? That was it?
Yeah.
Not even. It was a week ago yesterday.
Nice.
It was so much fun. My mom was visiting. That was great. So that was a shout out. It's a lot of birthdays.
Every 10 minutes, he's like, shots!
Shot. Yeah, we went to Big Dogs for my birthday. And if you haven't been to Big Dogs yet, I'm hooked on those cheese curds. I always get the ribs are amazing. The ribs are great. And we get the walleye, fresh walleye, pecan crusted walleye. So enough about me.
Let's talk about you.
Can we get into sports a little bit here? What's going on? I know the Rebels got their hand, got it handed to them, right?
But to talk about a UNLV sport that's on the rise, UNLV hockey went to West Regionals in Greeley, Colorado. They did great. They're advancing to the National ACHA D2 tournament in Columbus, Ohio, starting March 9th. And
I didn't even know they had a hockey team.
Yeah, it's a club team. There.
You know what's funny is I didn't either, and Rob's been talking about this for a couple of weeks now. We had Coach on with us last week. This is a really good team on the rise. The whole conference is on the rise. These guys are going to be D1 very soon in the next five years.
Yeah, it's really impressive.
And nice. Rob, these guys are like 27-7. They led the league in scoring with 217 goals, and they're very impressive.
Well, maybe we're going to become a hockey city.
And you know what? You combine that with the Golden Knights and what's going on with UNLV. Right. I mean, we don't have a football team or a basketball team to look at right now.
I'm excited about it. Yeah. I mean, because I love hockey. That's like my favorite sport.
Oh, Rob, you're going to love it. They're going to get their own dressing room up at the practice facility the Golden Knights are building in Summerlin.
Right up here by downtown Summerlin.
Bill Foley, the owner, told the UNLV coach a couple weeks ago, hey, I'm building you your own dressing room, your own keys, your lockers, and that's going to be their new home where they play their games. They're going to play their games up there.
Oh, where do they play now, though?
Up there by Texas Station.
Oh, where they have that, where the one rink is left. Yes. Yeah, that's the one Sobe rink that's left.
Well, it's weird. There's another rink up in Summerlin on Flamingo by Brooksy's across the street from Shucks.
There's a great rink. Right up here, too.
Right.
Right up here, West Flamingo.
Right up here.
Yeah, yeah.
The one right here
That's a great facility.
Well, there used to be one at the Santa Fe, but they got rid of that one.
Right. Right.
True. Bobby makes a good point. There's room for stands.
Well, that used to be roller hockey because that's when my son played roller hockey in high school.
Okay.
And then they turned it into an ice skating rink.
Could they expand that and put a few hundred seats in to bring in some fans or no?
I don't know, but Rob, for what it's worth, up at the Golden Knights practice facility, they're going to have the ability to seat almost 2,000 people. So it's going to be a perfect new home for UNLV.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And I said to Rob, in a town like Summerlin with so many families and kids, that's a great place for parents to take their kids to see good quality hockey.
Right, and get them into it and start people learning about the sport. Because it's the best.
For what it's worth, we were talking about the ACHA D2 National Tournament just recently. And Cincinnati got upset, so they are not going to Nationals.
Oh, really?
There's 16 teams at Nationals. Cincinnati is not one of them. And that's a big key because on the entire ACHA D2 scoring, I think 4 or 5 of the top scorers were from Cincinnati. So that powerhouse won't be there. UNLV's rival will be Utah State there. And so that's something to look forward to.
And they're a rival just because they play as tough?
Because a year ago, Utah State eliminated UNLV from the West Regionals in the final to go to Nationals.
They got to go to Ohio.
Yes. Yes. So,
are they already matched up? Do they know the seedings
yet? Don't know the seedings, the brackets
yet. It's 16 teams.
16 teams, yeah.
So you'll have four brackets of four or two brackets of eight?
I believe so, but we'll know more next week.
And this is in Colorado where they play this tournament?
This is in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, Columbus, Ohio? They already played in Colorado this weekend and won.
Okay, now they go to Columbus.
This is now nationals.
Nice.
These were regionals.
Well, I'm going to start following this a little bit.
I agree, man.
Real big deal.
I agree.
Nothing to talk on UNLV Hoops notes. Oh, my God.
So let me ask you a question here. I listen to a lot of sports radio here in town, and everyone says year one, Marvin Menzies gets a pass. And I don't know why.
Because the circumstances in which he was hired, I mean, I think he was hired, was it mid-April? Which is ridiculous. Remember, they fired their coach a year ago in January.
Mid-season, right.
In January.
Mid-season.
So they had all that time. Then the season ends, and then they take all that time. Well, it's because it was a total charade. It was Barnum and Bailey.
And then obviously
circus.
You had the exodus of all the talent.
Yes. Yes.
But why does he get a pass? I've watched this team all year long, and instead of getting better, they're regressing. They're not playing for him.
Jeffrey,
they're not hustling.
That's in the eye of the beholder. That's up to you whether you want to give him a pass or not. Typically, you'll take over, and you'll get a year honeymoon. But his circumstances for taking over were so screwed up, you could almost make a real good case for giving him a second year as a honeymoon. Because it was just nobody should take over when he took over. Because he had nothing to work with, and he had to scramble for recruits.
I don't even see these kids wanting to play.
That in and of itself is a whole different deal, and that's your opinion.
Zero energy.
Absolutely.
I watched little bits of it. How much did they lose by on Saturday at home?
They were lucky to hit
36.
They lost by 36.
This was against UNR, right? Yeah.
They were
at home.
They were lucky.
And all week long, they were pleased.
But UNR has a decent team. But I mean, they're losing.
This is your in-state rival. This is like
the grand irony. The grand irony. You know who's on the UNR staff? Dave Rice.
No kidding.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
he didn't get too much pleasure in that beating.
We're going to take a short commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on KBED, 920 AM. Stay right where you is.
Man, Bobby's getting better with the music every week. We got Zeppelin, we got the Stones, we got the Who.
Yep.
Classic rock here at KBAD 920 AM. And it's packed up at the Spaghetti Bowl for those of you driving on Project Neon. Now they're changing it into Project Zipper. I don't know what they're thinking there.
Project Zipper?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm making that up.
Well, I don't know. Where does Neon come from?
Well, neon there's lights. A lot of neon here, but I don't know about the Zipper lights. Part. I don't know why they're calling
it Project Zipper.
Speaking of zippers, why am I holding this?
Well, because I was talking. We're giving Bobby a little bit of a break this week.
Actually, I'll give Bobby
a break. He's busy queuing up the music on Match.com or whatever he's doing. I don't know what he's doing. Okay, I'll take over the camera. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, we're on Facebook Live at Jonathan Scott LV, @ Jonathan, JONATHAN, Scott LV for Las Vegas. So you can like it, share it, like it. Again, Big Dog's opening up the patio for live music on Thursday. How exciting that it should be warmer by then. We can welcome spring in like a lion and out like a lamb, in like a gazelle, out like
Isn't
a...
Is it spring like April 21st or something? Or
first day of spring, March, something like that. March 21st?
March. March 21st. March. Okay, so
yeah, you get a lot of information here on Vegas Nonstop. We're not talking about liquor. Okay, so what about NBA? Can we talk about NBA at all? I know the Bulls are going to, wearing a handbasket. Do you think it's going to be Golden State Warriors and the Cavs again? Pretty obvious.
Yeah. Probably.
I do not.
You don't? Who do you
don't.
Think?
You don't. No. Oh, that's right. You got the Pelicans. Fly, Pelicans,
well,
fly.
No. Well, that was a long shot. Okay. But
Pelican.
I think Golden State is definitely the top of the class in the West, although I think San Antonio could give them a run. I'm starting to hear some rumblings on Golden State from Draymond Green about KD taking some of his minutes. And Draymond's not exactly the one who's going to sit there quietly and take it.
But at least he doesn't think the earth is flat.
I think that was more of
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving thinks the world is flat.
That's a Duke class. That's Advanced Geography 301.
I think that was more of a comment to draw attention to himself, which he did a very good job.
What's the latest with Madison Square Garden and who could come in and who can't?
Well, right now the ban has been lifted, and Oakley went to the Cleveland Knicks game the other night.
Oh, they let him back, huh?
But that was in Cleveland.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think he was trolling Dolan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But the Knicks are a mess. That whole
organization.
From Phil on down.
It's unbelievable how bad
nightmare.
That is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's unbelievable.
The big news is Magic Johnson is now the head of operations for the L.A. Lakers.
His name is Irvin.
Irvin Magic?
Got a black Magic
E-J-J.
Johnson. Got a black Magic Johnson.
I think that's going to be such a farce. That's going to be such a joke.
You know what's funny about that is Dan Le Batard brought that up last week on his show where he said how everywhere Magic is gone as a coach, as a television host, he's basically failed everywhere.
Yeah. Except for the movie theaters. The movie theaters are doing great.
As a businessman, he's done well, right? Part owner of the Dodgers, and he's got all the movie theaters, and he's done very well in his business career. Everyone jumped on Le Batard for being a racist. I said, how is that
racist, man?
He's just stating the facts. The guy hasn't done well. He lasted 11 days on his TV show. He lasted 16 days the last time he was the coach of the Lakers.
The Young Bucks infuriated him.
He is not known
coach.
To be a great evaluator of talent.
Nor does he have patience. Yeah.
No patience. And he's not starting with a group of talent.
Right.
But he has beat HIV.
Well, I don't know if he's beaten it or if it's just...
Well, he did the medicine now. It's not a death sentence.
Correct.
Anymore.
Correct. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, John.
But, you know, I thought
I'd keep the energy up.
I was going to say, that was talking about taking the wind out of ourselves.
There's a good corollary between Irvin Magic Johnson and UNLV basketball. Young Bucks these days don't have any recollection of Irvin in a uniform and what he did and what he meant to the Lakers.
Of course not.
So Young Bucks today also have no clue what those four letters UNLV mean on a basketball jersey. They
Agreed.
Have no connection to that 30-point victory over Duke in 90.
Or Tark or that team or anyone.
Right. So we're a little older. We remember. We can talk about that, maybe reminisce and remember the good times. These kids don't, and that's what matters. They don't care.
Right, they
There's
don't.
Nothing that's going to connect and make them want to play here and give their blood, soul, and sweat.
And what's he going to do with Luke Walton?
Yeah.
Luke.
Right? That's the coach?
Right.
Right,
right.
Yeah.
Luke.
Well, they got him from Golden State because he coached the first half of the season.
Coach right. of the year, right?
Right. Well, yeah, and then he left and... Yeah, that whole thing was weird because that wasn't even his team.
Right.
He was
right.
in there because Kerr had a bad back.
And then they give Kerr manager of the year or coach of the year.
Right.
Former Bull.
Yeah.
Great.
And it's a pretty loaded team. It's a loaded team. Too.
All you need to know about the Lakers in the city of L.A., in the last five seasons, including this season, what do you think the Clippers' record is against the Lakers? The last five seasons, what do you think that record is?
I'm guessing they play at least once or twice a year, so they're 7-0.
They play four times a year.
Each?
Yes. Wait,
every year?
Yes.
5 years, they're 18-2.
16-2, the Clippers over the Lakers the last 5 years. So that's how far the Lakers ship has fallen, and I don't think it's getting up.
Right. Well, and it's also the Clippers ship is rose.
Yes.
You Absolutely. Know, it went up.
Right.
Well, sure, you bring in Doc Rivers, you got Chris Paul, you got Blake Griffin, you have, you got a lot of talent on that team.
Yeah.
Doc's one of the best coaches in the league.
J.J. Redick's a baller.
I like J.J. Redick a lot.
Yeah, they got a good team.
You know what? J.J. Redick reminds me of an old-school ball player.
He does, yeah.
He hustles on both sides. He's a scrapper. He's always going after the ball.
Yeah.
I love that kid.
Yeah, he's turned into something.
What about baseball? You want to talk about baseball, spring training at all?
Baseball has been very good to me.
You know
baseball.
What? If we can just back up with basketball once. Gonzaga took a big loss on the chin Saturday night.
Yeah, they did.
Number one Gonzaga, the last undefeated team, are now, 28-1 or 29-1?
I think it's 29-1. And that's important to Vegas because Nigel Williams-Goss is their point guard, their number one scorer. He played at Finley Prep. Their number three scorer is Zach Collins, who went
From
to Bishop.
Bishop
Gorman. He's a freshman, 7-footer. He's actually the sixth man, but he's number three in scoring. He's pretty fun to watch.
A sixth man who's number three in scoring.
Yeah,
why isn't he starting?
Well, because they got a 7-foot 300-pounder from Poland who's kind of a rock in there.
Yeah, that kid's huge.
What'd you say, 7 what?
7-foot 300 pounds.
Yeah, he's huge. Big old beard.
That's a lot of kielbasa.
I saw this kid.
Oh, that's a lot of pierogi.
He just pushes people around.
He does.
Who's the kid I saw yesterday from Central Florida who's 7'6" from Senegal. His name is Taco. 7'6", 300 pounds from Senegal. His name is Taco. This man is like Manute Bol out there.
Yeah, I didn't see.
Yeah. And he's and apparently he's playing very well. Earlier in the year, they played Villanova, the defending champs. He dropped 20 and 10 on them.
But let's back up to Gonzaga. What do you think the ramifications are as far as a number one seed? Do you think that'll hurt them?
I think it's huge.
If if they win the conference tournament, they could probably still get there, don't you?
Here's the thing is you have some Pac-12 percolating right now between UCLA and Oregon. And a lot of people are – watch how UCLA's playing right now.
Arizona's not bad either. That's a dynamic conference tournament
right
here.
And Oregon. And we're going to have the Pac-12 conference right here.
Did I hear – now, I don't know if I heard this, if they're doing it next year. Are they letting the number one seed pick where they want to go? Did I hear something about that?
I didn't hear that.
The tournament, that they can pick where they want to go?
I didn't hear that. Right now, most people tell you is you have Kansas, Villanova, you have North Carolina – and
there's a big game tonight with them. Them and Virginia are playing tonight.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing with that game is they just played 10 days ago. I love this game tonight. I'm a little worried, though. They just played 10 days ago. Virginia is definitely on the downside. They've lost 4 out of 5, 5 out of 6 games. Very good defensively. Cannot at all keep up offensively with North Carolina. That line's only 3.5 tonight, and that's one of our top three plays of the night. We're going to take North Carolina -3.5 tonight at Virginia. My only concern is, are they looking ahead to Duke on Wednesday?
Ooh.
That's my only concern.
Is that in Chapel Hill?
I don't know. No. I don't know. I think it will be because they're on the road tonight.
Yeah.
Which would make sense. I doubt they're going to play back-to-back conference games on the road.
Right.
But I love UNC tonight.
Did I read that that the rules have changed in baseball on intentional walks now where they could just, instead of throwing four pitches,
baseball's just changing before our eyes.
They just wave them on.
I had an argument with someone about that the other day.
Is that
true?
Wave them on next year?
I think they're actually implementing it this year. Yeah, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen or heard in my life.
Oh. I mean, because many times I've seen it happen where the catcher drops the ball.
Yep.
Pass ball, guy sticks his bat out. I mean, anything can happen, right? Yep. And what I say is, this is still a game played by humans. You have to throw the ball across the plate or outside to the catcher.
Right.
You can't just go like this and have the guy on first base. It's ridiculous.
But that passed, didn't it?
And this is all to speed up the game, right, to draw more fan interest. It's estimated it will save 14 seconds a game.
Jeez.
14 seconds a game. I had an argument with someone about this in Boston the other day, and he kept saying, oh, it's great, speed up the game, draw more viewership.
No, it's not.
I said,
it's
you're
horrible.
Telling me that more people are going to watch the game because they don't have to sit through a four-pitch intentional walk.
The only thing I could sleep better to than baseball would be golf. As far as sleepability, watching it on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, the slower it goes, I'm fine with it going slow because I get to sleep more.
Golf can definitely put you to sleep, but baseball, yeah, it's slow, but there's a...
there's a uniqueness to the sport where it doesn't have a clock, and that's the beauty of it.
It's the chess matchup.
Right.
Righty, lefty, right. Home, away, night, day, turf, grass.
Yeah.
It's pastoral. As George Carlin would say, it's pastoral.
Huh.
Remember the comedy, baseball versus football?
Yep.
Great bit.
Yeah,
fantastic. Anyway, we're going to take our last commercial break. You're listening to the Vegas Nonstop here on KBAD 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
Gets no rest, 'cause she's playing all night, and the music's all right.
Mama's
got a squeeze box, daddy lives
Jonathan
his
Scott
life.
Jonathan Scott, Vegas Nonstop, back on the air. If you're anywhere near a computer, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Jonathan Scott LV. So during the break, we were talking more about baseball and the intentional walk rule, which now is that you could... It's passed. You could just look. They tap on the, you make wave a, them on. No
sure
more four pitches.
You make a signal to the dugout. And
from what I've seen, I saw it come through the other day, and I haven't heard more people talk about it.
Yeah,
I haven't heard it either.
You're
I didn't
on.
Know. I thought they were just talking about it.
I thought they were going to try it out in the minor leagues for a year.
Well, I know last year they were trying out the electronic umpire behind home plate.
Yeah,
they tried that.
I happen to like that.
They
not
tried
the
that
electronic.
Out.
No, hold on.
The calls and strikes.
There's a live umpire behind the plate.
But he's getting a feed.
Correct.
And there's a guy that says, okay, that's a strike, and then he goes strike.
Right. If you saw the 30 for 30 with Eric Byrne.
That's what I saw.
Where he was it Eric Byrne?
Yeah. Whatever it
from
was.
From Oakland?
Yeah.
Who was behind the plate? It was seamless.
Right.
It was perfect.
And then he will just be there to call outs at the plate.
He made the most sense I've ever heard, because as fans, we sit at home and we're going, how did you just call that a ball?
Right.
And we're flipping out when... Yeah.
Well, that's why they got to get rid of that square on ESPN, because first of all, it's annoying.
Everybody puts the square up.
And then if that's the case, if that's what they're using, then yeah, they should have it electronic. If that's not what they're using, then they should get rid of it. And I called ESPN to complain about it last year. Oh, yeah. I said,
about the square?
That's the kind of guy Rob is.
Yeah, hold on. What did you say exactly?
I go, why is that square there?
Who'd you get a hold of? Who'd you call?
I don't know. I could dial the ESPN. I need to talk to someone about baseball. They put a guy on. I go, what's with the square? Yeah, he goes, that's for balls and strikes. I go, but that's not what the umpire's using. I go, what difference does it make if that square's there? The only thing that matters is what the umpire says.
Correct.
So you have a square, the ball hits the square, and the guy calls a ball.
And we're freaking out.
I go, get rid of it. And then when we had...
hold on, what did he say to you?
Nothing. He just said, okay. I said, I'll take it into consideration, whoever I talk to.
I'll take it into consideration.
It was the switchboard operator.
I was hoping that a lot of people would call and complain about it that were baseball fans, because not only it's distracting, I don't mind after the pitch if they show you where the ball hit, but not... While plus it's in the middle of the screen, and it's irritating.
Don't you think it's something just to kind of keep the blue honest?
Yeah, but it doesn't.
But it doesn't. He doesn't see the square.
He has nothing to reference that you're looking at.
But I mean, after the fact, when he's told how bad he was, and then he's got to shape up next time.
Well, they could maybe show him then. But what is it? It's annoying for the guy watching the game. It was driving me crazy.
By the way, here's the other thing: the box should move based on the size of the batter. The strike zone is from your kneecaps to across the chest, correct?
Right. Yeah. So if you're 6'2",
if I'm 6'6", and another guy's 5'9", that box can't stay there.
Right. And
who was the coach for the Cubs that put the midget in?
Eddie Goodell. Well, that was the player.
I thought it was the Tigers, were they playing the Tigers?
Bill Veeck. Yeah,
he put the midget up.
And what was his number, like a half? He had a number on
it. Yeah, that was his number. Bill Veeck put a midget. I'm sorry, that's politically incorrect. A dwarf.
You're going in the wrong direction.
Little
person.
Why can't you say midget?
I don't know.
You can't say midget.
Because they'll kick you in the shin.
Everyone loves midgets.
Brian Thomas is one of the funniest
guys. It's not a party till you have a midget.
Yeah, I know. And we're coming up to St. Patrick's Day, which is like the busiest day for little people.
Yeah, they get a lot
little
of work
people?
That day.
Well, Brian Thomas
I take offense to that.
You're a midget. You're an idiot. So the Cubs, I think, got somebody. Didn't the Cubs pick up somebody? No,
this week they didn't. Sorry.
Yeah,
you have enough talent. Work with what you got.
Yeah, I think the Cubs are going to do great.
They're going to do okay.
So it's sold out. The exhibition games are sold out. Robbie's going to opening day.
I'm going to opening day in Chicago.
It's funny. When you told me earlier in the show that you were going to be at Zany's in Chicago, I was going to ask you, are you going to be at opening day?
Well, I'm going to be there in April. Yeah, April 10th, I'll be there for opening day. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Do you have a favorite bar by Wrigley?
Who are they playing?
Have you been to Yaxi's?
They're playing the Dodgers.
That's not too good. Wait, you're going to see Arrieta against Kershaw?
Well, I don't know, because this is open. No, this is the home opener. This is an opening day. Because they start on the road. They
play one or two series.
This is going to be their third series. They play St. Louis 3 days in a row. Then they play in Milwaukee 2 games.
They open the season in St. Louis.
St. Louis, yeah.
Oh, so great rivalry, Cubs and Cards.
Oh, 100%.
So they play 5 games before opening day. So they're going to be there.
So you'll see Arrieta for opening day.
It probably could be, yeah.
So for the regular viewers.
And Raising of the Banner.
Yeah. Mike Bryant's going to be on with us next week.
And the ring ceremony?
Yeah, it's going to be special.
And imagine if the Dodgers send Kershaw out there. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this will be good.
It should be Doug Kershaw, fiddle player. I don't know what I'm talking about.
What will the total be? Four?
What?
The total will be four, maybe? Four and a half?
4.5, yeah. 5.
That's
great. It's going to be fun.
I'm so looking forward to baseball. It's like we're in purgatory right now. We're in sports purgatory.
Right, it really is.
Yeah, it's like
hockey and basketball playoffs haven't started yet.
But
although the hockey games have been really good.
The Blackhawks
game last night was awesome.
Yeah.
What did I tell you earlier about the Blackhawks?
Yeah, you said
they are coming on strong.
Yeah,
they're playing
cold
very
steel
well
on ice.
Yeah, watch
that
out!
That was a great game last night.
Well, that little musical cue that Bobby just played for us means that we've come to the end of our show.
Can I give my 3-play real quick for our listeners?
Ahead.
Here's your 3-play for the night: Boston Celtics -3.5 at the Atlanta Hawks, UNC -3.5 at Virginia, and take the Ottawa Senators plus 150 at Tampa Bay tonight.
Three road teams. Yeah. Love it.
If you see us out, please stop us, say hello, and buy us a drink.
Please.
That's something we really encourage our alcoholism here on this show. So don't be shy. Come on over, buy us a drink. Eat well, party hard. I want to thank Rob Sherwood for joining
us. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I mean, Rob Misch, thanks Grazie. Again for joining us in. Jeffrey with a G, glad you can make it. Glad
you
feel
better.
Good
to be back, my friend.
Happy
thank
birthday
you.
To Scott Thompson.
Yeah,
Jared
Saturday
Top,
night was his birthday.
Thanks for 52. Watching, everybody. Like wow. us and share us. Good night, everybody. I don't like